Duplicate invoice detection. The AP problem. That finance is leaving on the table. Duplicate payments are more common than most AP teams believe and harder to detect than most finance systems are designed to catch. Here's what a serious duplicate detection program looks like. Ask most accounts payable teams how many duplicate payments they process each year, and the honest answer is, they're not sure. That uncertainty is itself the problem. Duplicate invoice processing is consistent, measurable, and largely preventable. But it requires a different approach than most AP teams are currently running. Industry benchmarks suggest that 0.05% of invoice payments are duplicates. For a company processing $100 million in annual payables, that's $100,500,000 in recoverable overpayments. The range is wide because detection rates vary enormously. Organizations with robust detection programs sit at the low end. Organizations that rely on manual review or vendor notification sit at the high end. Why duplicates happen? Duplicate invoices aren't primarily caused by fraud, though that's one vector. The more common causes are systemic, multi-channel invoice submission, vendors who submit invoices by email, mail, portal, and EDI simultaneously to ensure payment don't always deduplicate their own submissions. When AP teams process across multiple channels without a unified view, the same invoice enters multiple times. ERP migration residue. Organizations that have migrated between ERP systems often have invoices that were in process during the cutover. The invoice gets entered in both systems. This produces duplicates that can surface months or years after the migration. Invoice resubmissions after disputes. A vendor disputes a non-payment. AP processes the original invoice and then processes the resubmission as well. Without a clear reconciliation process, both payments go out. Vendor name and address variation. The same vendor appears in the AP system under multiple names: Acme Corp., Acme Corporation, Acme Corp. LLC. When the matching logic looks for exact matches on vendor ID, invoices from the same vendor under different master data records don't flag as potential duplicates. Invoice number variations. Some vendors reuse invoice number formats across divisions or systems, or invoice numbers get transcribed with minor variations, leading zeros, dashes. Exact invoice number matching misses these. Manual entry errors. Invoice numbers keyed twice, slightly differently. This is the simplest case and the most common. What detection actually means. Duplicate detection is a matching problem. You're trying to identify invoice records that represent the same underlying transaction, even when the record fields don't match exactly. A basic duplicate check compares vendor ID plus invoice number plus amount. If all three match exactly across two records, it's likely a duplicate. This catches the simplest cases, but misses most real-world duplicates because, as noted above, vendor IDs are inconsistent and invoice numbers have transcription variation. A more robust check adds fuzzy matching, vendor name similarity scoring, invoice number normalization, stripping leading zeros and non-numeric characters, and amount matching with tolerance for rounding differences. This requires more computation, but catches significantly more duplicates. The most comprehensive programs also check for near duplicates. Same vendor, same approximate amount, different invoice numbers. These could be legitimate invoices for similar purchases, or they could be duplicate billing under different numbers. They require manual review rather than automatic flagging, but they're worth surfacing. The timing problem, duplicate detection, is most valuable before payment, not after. Recovery after payment requires vendor outreach, credit memo processes, and often extended back and forth before the credit is applied. The cost of recovery, staff time, vendor friction, often exceeds 50% of the recovered amount for small duplicates. Prepayment detection is technically straightforward. Run the matching logic against invoices in process before they're approved for payment. The challenge is that AP teams often have approval workflows where invoices move to payment quickly under pressure to meet payment terms. If the detection process isn't fast enough, invoices get approved before the check completes. This is a workflow design problem, not a technology problem. The check needs to be integrated into the approval workflow, not run as a parallel batch process. When an invoice hits the approval queue and a potential duplicate is detected, the approver needs to see the flag at the moment of approval, not in a report the following week. Building a recovery pipeline. For historical duplicates, pre-program implementation, a recovery program is worthwhile. The process: extract your complete invoice history for the past 3 years. Run duplicate detection across the full dataset. Prioritize potential duplicates by amount, high value first. For confirmed duplicates, identify whether both payments were made, both invoices resulted in payment, or only one, duplicate entry, single payment. For confirmed double payments, issue debit memos or apply credits to future payments. Track recovery rates and vendor cooperation as program metrics. The 3-year look-back captures most duplicates while staying within typical vendor record retention periods. Going back further is usually not worth the effort. Recovery rates drop sharply as records age. What vendors can tell you. Duplicate payment recovery programs often reveal something useful about your vendor base beyond the duplicates themselves. Which vendors have billing practices that are error-prone, and which vendors are slow to apply credits when duplicates are discovered. Vendors with high duplicate rates are often also vendors with other invoice quality problems: missing PO numbers, incorrect addresses, non-standard formats that require manual handling. These are candidates for EDI onboarding or portal-based invoice submission, which reduces entry errors at the source. Vendors who are slow to apply credits when identified, or who require significant back and forth before acknowledging a duplicate payment, are flagging a relationship management issue. These patterns are worth surfacing to procurement. The ROI conversation. The business case for a duplicate detection investment is unusually clean for a finance technology project. You can quantify it directly. Historical duplicate rate, X annual payables, volume, SODR, and expected annual recoveries. Subtract program costs. The remainder is ROI. For organizations with mature AP automation, duplicate rates should be below 0, 1%. For organizations relying heavily on manual processing, rates are commonly 0, 30, 5%. The investment required to get from 0, 5% to 0, 1% on $50 million in annual payables is $200,000 in recoveries per year. A number that justifies substantial investment in detection and prevention tooling. Cost Defender provides the accounts payable visibility that makes duplicate detection tractable. Surfacing invoices from the same vendor, similar amounts, and overlapping date ranges for review before payment.